prepare to attack the enemy's control points.
Get behind me, Doctor!
I am fully charged!
You are listening to Control Point, a Team Fortress 2 podcast, with Brent Copeland, Eric Fullerton, Wes Wilson, and Spencer Williams.
Control Point, episode 118, recorded on October 28th, 2011. I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I am Spencer Williams, and I don't drink wine.
What?
I don't know. He's saying he drinks blood.
I brought a costume.
Hey, why are we doing this?
We're what? Doing voices for the whole show. We keep changing.
We are.
I brought a costume.
Yeah, he's got little devil horns on.
Yep.
Very fancy.
This is
Halloween.
Gonna be awesome.
This is Halloween time.
This is Halloween.
We got a couple sponsors this week for the Halloween show.
Let them rip.
We got one from old Jeremy Autumn, who says, subliminal messaging. And we have one from Chromie, who says, chat room party!
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So someone open up that brief.
Do you know what's awesome? I've got the chat room in my pants.
And you're chewing it.
There's a chat room in my pants, and it does a little dance.
I heard that you also have the briefcase in your pants, too, Spencer.
Ooh. I do. Hold on. I have to get the briefcase out before we can open it.
Okay.
Okay, you guys might... Here, I'm going to hand the briefcase to Eric. You might want to get some Lysol or something.
Here.
Briefcase kind of like, smells funny.
Here's a tissue.
Right. And you know what?
It's like a little ghost.
And honestly, I think I forgot how to use the toilet. So, briefcase is kind of...
And it's covered with the blood of the innocent.
Look, oh my God!
Have you ever done this trick? Look, it's a ghost.
No,
it's a ghost in my pants. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Kleenex tricks.
I've tried to avoid.
You get it, and you just put the, roll the condom down just halfway over
You're
the
going
head.
Too far?
Oh wait.
All right, so in you the know briefcase. Why there's,
you yeah, know you don't know where to go after that.
There is so much blood on here. Do you know why all this blood is on the briefcase?
I'm scared.
Because there's a giant eyeball in here.
There's a giant eyeball.
Eyeballs
I
bleep.
Love giant eyeballs.
I think you just love giant balls.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan?
I'm a big fan.
Fan?
There's also a horse in here. Or a donkey, whichever. Yeah. There's a pig.
And there's a box.
Animals in here.
Whoa.
What?
That did not get shot.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
And there's
calling you out.
And there's a book with a scary face on it.
Cool.
Eric's favorite book.
And it sounds like this.
Wow.
That's pretty horrifying.
Was that like a bobcat? Is that what that was?
I think so.
So speaking of Evil Dead, can people actually find the old Dead Workers Party bumper from the Evil Dead that you did? Is that on somewhere?
Oh, that might be on our channel.
That used to be one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Someone go find it and have fun with it.
Yeah, I think that's an early Dead Workers Party video.
You made a...
And while you're doing that... I think maybe this time we move on to something scary.
Oh, scary.
Something we like to call...
We got a bumper from Awkward Meerkat.
You don't have to say that.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
It's the bumper for the bumper.
Stage this, the haunted version.
So is that what you do?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's kind of what we do, right?
Yeah, pretty much, huh?
Status, the haunted edition.
Nice. That was like creepy. Just like the witch.
I thought so too.
Creepy. Oh, so, status. You know, last week we had like an item fest during the show. I'm not sure how the quality of the show went, but we got some compliments on the show.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Who complimented us on that show?
I don't remember, but someone did. But at the end of the show, I got some more items from MS Mien KG. I got a Rogue's Cole Rule and a Strange Crusader's Crossbow. And I've been using that Crusader's Crossbow and the Amputator. Is it the Amputator?
Amputator.
It's anyway, they go together and you get like some health back. And I've been enjoying shooting that crossbow. It's been fun. Like hitting people across the map and you do like it does more damage the further away they are.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. Nice cool. stuff.
Hmm.
So thank you very much for those. I got a little playing time on the map earlier. The what's it called?
Viaduct.
It's the viaduct event.
Yeah, the viaduct with the iaduct.
Yes.
I ducked. Yeah. I ducked. I tried to duck, but that. I got hit.
I'm looking forward to it.
With Monoculus.
I think you're going to have a good time with it.
Yes.
And I know y'all played it too, right? Did y'all get the eye?
Yes.
The eye hat?
I got the eye hat. Well, you didn't play on a map where you ever actually beat the eye.
Oh, right.
He was playing on some weird map. Okay, so those of you who don't know, and this is going to come out on Thursday, long after Halloween, so this is going to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they should listen live at deadworkers.com/live.
Yep.
I thought it came out on Wednesday.
Oh, that's true.
Wednesday, yes. Wednesday, long after Halloween.
Maybe it comes out sometime during the week.
So, but basically it's the viaduct map with ghosts walking around it, and then periodically an eyeball comes up from the capture point, and it's the eye of the demo man possessed by a devil and flying around shooting rockets everywhere. And
crit rockets.
Yeah, crit rockets. So you've got to kill the eyeball, which has tremendous amounts of health. And then when you do...
It's easy, though. The eye's a wuss.
If you're there, you get transported to the loot island. Is that what it is?
It's like the underworld.
And if you're there... But it only lasts like a second and a half. Like, you have like about a second and a half or 2 seconds to jump on the dead eyeball where the book is to get the... So you get the eyeball mask just for beating him, right? And then you get the book... For either being there when he falls, or for making it to the temple in the underworld,
to the skull.
Yeah.
So, do y'all kill everybody while all that's going on? Like, you see people that's like shooting up at the eye, and you run up behind him. You're just like, easy kill.
That's the big question. Like with the headless horseman from last year. You get people saying stuff like, no, stop killing each other. Kill the horseman or headless horseman or whatever he is. And
yeah,
and it's just like, whatever, dude, stab. You know?
Well, I played on a team where there were only one team. It was just all blue.
That's weird.
I couldn't kill anybody, yeah. And also, the eye would spawn in the spawn room. That was hilarious. Well, this is
it. Like, periodically, on the server he was playing on, it was kind of cool, because periodically, you'd have multiple eyes in play, and I think other players were in control of the eye.
Okay, that's a weird server.
I know.
It was Valve server, too. Valve's
no. Yeah. No, it wasn't. No. We were trying to get on the Valve one, and we couldn't.
Oh, okay.
And remember, it changed maps?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's, and Silent Phoenix has a good point. I noticed like everybody's playing scouts on the map, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Scouts.
No, you
got to
play Pyro on the map. I was bouncing the crit rockets back at the eye.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty sweet.
I was doing. I played it pretty heavy today on the Critscast server, actually, and they had it running full speed. Now, they had a couple of house rules. Number one, like they said, it's really mean to attack people in the underworld, because in the underworld there's a dot on you, like you're taking damage.
You're all crits too, right?
I think so.
Oh,
and,
really?
And basically there was a backburner pyro hanging out in the underworld, like just killing people as they got there to try to go for the book.
Jeez.
And that was kind of bad.
I don't know, that sounds pretty fun.
Well, that's because you're a jerk.
You're a greedy.
Hey,
you're a
jerk. Hey, I finally made it. I've been trying to get this all night. Oh, I'm on fire and I'm dead. I'm going to go kill myself and become a scary ghost.
host.
So
be your host.
But I did notice on the Critzcast server, like, there were some people who still would attack, but the crit rockets coming out of the eyeball were so overwhelming for the battle that for the most part, people just turned and attacked the eyeball.
Yeah.
Unless the eyeball wasn't around. You were in debt. Yeah.
Remember there was an eye that appeared in the underworld place?
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening here?
It was it was blocking the bridge so nobody could jump from one island to the next.
Okay, no, we're playing on that server. You're confusing everybody, including me.
But we were thinking about trying to, like, maybe get two medics together in the underworld healing each other. Like, would you have time? Like, you'd lose all that stress of you know, worrying about dying and stuff, because you'd say, I just wondered if you could keep up with the damage you were taking from the DOT. I do not know.
Did you guys get
it? Was
the,
Shiroku and I were pondering it, and he was he bought me one of those the conscientious objectors, and he put my spray on my tag on it.
What?
So I have a conscientious objector sign that I can beat people with that has my, like, WW sticky bomb thing on.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yep.
Man, you know, I wanted to buy the costume. You know, there's new costumes and everything.
I got the pyro one when I opened up my cauldron.
You did?
With the wings.
Wow.
You just got the wings, though, right? You only got one
thing.
It's
like a three-piece
suit. I got two
suit.
Things. I got a mask and wings.
Well, the mask, yeah. But there's a three-piece outfit for each class now.
Yeah. I want the robots. So if you
the
get
robots,
the robot,
awesome.
Oh, yeah. I want the pyro get-up. And it's not even like a money thing. It's my credit card or my debit card was lost, and I had to order a new one. And so I can't buy it. And I'm sad that it might go away, right? We might.
That's
only
funny
be able to...
because I found this debit card and all of the costumes.
I went ahead and bought the medic one because they're only $3. They're $2.99.
Yeah, that's a good
so
price.
Expensive. You think so it's... expensive for like?
I figured,
but you can wear it year round.
Yeah,
hopefully.
And the thing is, like, I haven't bought anything from Valve other than the original copy, and I've been playing this game 3 years.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad. I'm like, $3. Psh.
I agree. Yeah.
So, but
I don't know. I kind of feel like we've been doing advertising for them. So.
Well, yeah. Okay, that we should get free costumes. They should give us costumes.
Give us costumes.
We got a community weapon.
That's true. We did get a community weapon.
Can you trade these?
Fuck you guys. Sorry.
Oh, he never got one.
No.
Oh. Also, can you only wear the costumes during Halloween? Or can you only buy them during Halloween? Or can you only maybe
wear them all year round?
Or maybe you can only wear them on these maps?
Oh, it says costumes are Halloween and full moon only.
Ooh.
So I guess on a full moon we can wear them?
Oh.
So, well, actually.
That is kind of cool. I went ahead and bought the medic one. The medic one is like a mad scientist kind of thing, and you get like a big crazy white hair, and then you get red goggles and a white mustache, and then you get
like green
goo backpack. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went ahead and bought it. It was only $3.
Huh.
So it's like Ghostbusters.
So maybe I shouldn't buy it. It sounds like it's very slim that I would have a chance of wearing it, right?
Well, you get to wear it like 14, 15 times a year.
Yep.
That's it.
That's okay.
You get it once a month on full moon, and then you get it
during
Halloween.
I'm okay giving
them
$3 for me to have a costume for Halloween. I'm okay with it.
Well, think about it this way. Like, do you really want to wear the same thing all the time, or do you want a reason to change what you're wearing for some reason?
Yeah, but then I got to keep up with it. I got to keep track, and I got to make sure I can play on that day.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean. It would be better to have different... Like, if it was automatically equipped... Oh, I would love that. I wouldn't have to remember anything.
Yeah.
So you can use it
on
any map.
You'll see everybody wearing it, right? And you'll be like, ooh, change real
quick. That's true. They'll remind me. That's true.
They're saying
and then you'll be just like everybody else.
They're saying you can use it on any map with a full moon, i.e. any Halloween map.
Oh.
So if you were to play Harvest or, I guess... So, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of cool. I don't know. I still want it.
Yeah.
Regardless.
No, Duke's saying real life full moon. I don't buy it. That seems really weird. But anyway, we'll find out later.
Weird.
Now Velru's like, I think it's both, actually. Chat room, you're misleading us and making a bad show. Stop it.
Yes, you're the reason it's a bad show.
You guys are the ones that fall for this abortion.
Did you say abortion?
I did.
What does that have to do with a podcast?
Do you know what an abortion has to do with this podcast? Scary fetus monster.
Yikes.
Oh, old Cletus gonna beat us with his fetus.
All right.
And, you know, there's actually a now through October 31st, there's a Halloween sale on some items in the store, too. So this may be the time to go get some stuff. They actually have Halloween mask T-shirts.
Did you get your eye achievements?
No, I haven't yet.
Did you, Wesley?
Did I what?
Did you get your eye achievements?
Eye achievements?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
There's two new eye achievements in the game.
Oh.
It's kind of like achievements, but because of the whole eye thing, they call them eye achievements.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Eric's calling them
eye
achievements.
They're also sort of Apple related.
So. Yeah.
I'm sorry I broke the podcast.
So we can get the Left 4 Dead 2 tank plush for $10.95. That's a good deal.
That is a good deal. If I wanted that piece of crap.
Be our guest, be our guest. Buy a plushie.
Slap a fetus with the Cletus. What? How'd it go?
No, Cletus slapped his fetus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys, I have to admit, at this point, I'm starting to get a little tipsy.
All right, now it begins.
Now
it's on.
Now, just now, right now. Right this second. Oh, all that's right. Good. All the decals are 50% off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, so enough.
Are we still doing our weeks? What's going on here?
Yeah, we're kind of meshing it with the news, I guess.
Should we just do the bumper for on the loudspeaker right now?
Or we could do the news. Newtacular news.
I'm a mummy.
That was a good bumper, dude.
What kind of sound does a mummy make?
Let's see. He sounds like this.
I think that's highly unlikely.
Oh. Mummy? Mummy, can I have some crumpets and tea?
That is the worst, like, British accent attempt I have ever heard.
It wasn't. It was an Oklahomian accent.
Hey, mummy, can I have them there crumpets and tea?
Mummy! Okay, so... news. We got some news this week. There was an update on the server. Right?
Yeah.
Hold me back here. I've got some content.
All right. We believe you.
So, you know what? Just go to tf2.com. All the stuff's there. Okay, do the next one.
You know, so the whole event is taking place between October 27th through November 6th.
I like it. So some time,
which is nice. Yeah, I like that. So you have some days after Halloween to make your decisions and sales and whatever, you know, is going down. Kill the eye.
Get Monoculus.
Get your eye achievements. I love the Abominomicon. That is sweet. Abominomicon ex mortis.
So did you get it? I forgot. Did you get it?
Of the dead. What?
You didn't get it yet, right?
No, I haven't. No, I was on some weird server where there was way too many eyes.
Right. I forgot you cheated.
It made no sense at all.
In a wrong way.
So,
let's see. Lastly, go to ubercharge.net and read their article on what is TF2's easy mode.
Easy mode?
Only don't go there. That's kind of lame.
Did you check
We've
out
been
the...
We've talking about that freaking article... For like the last month and a half.
Well, I think it's funny that we had him on the show and it like scared him away from doing any more TF2 stuff ever again. He was like, I'm done with this. Never again. Like, and nothing's been updated since then.
What's this?
Ubercharge.net.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys read the comic? I haven't got to read the comic.
Yes.
Obama,
yes. It teaches you how the Demo Man lost his eye.
That's pretty cool. It's called Scream Fortress Presents Cautionary Tales of Reading.
Man, we do great with audio. We should read this in an audio play format.
Yeah, we should.
You want to do it live right now?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't want to do it now because that's dumb.
Okay. Let's just do the cover. Okay, you see the little guy there? He's saying something.
Wait, I got to find this thing so I can.
Here we go. Spencer, remember, attack the ideas, not the person.
Yeah.
Okay, you stupid head. See what I did there? I called you a stupid head.
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay, I'll read the cover. You ready?
I'll read the cover.
Are we doing it? I thought we weren't doing it because it was stupid.
It's just one little bubble. All right.
I changed my mind. I think we should do it because it's stupid.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready, Wes? All right, hit it.
Fool! You have gazed upon the Bominomicon!
Nice.
You like that?
That was excellent.
So,
trick or treat.
Now we change the page. Boop.
I'll be the soldier. You ready?
I'm gonna do your
voice.
You be the heavy. I'll be the soldier.
Oh, okay, you be the soldier.
I have children. Give us candy. It is the law.
Are you gonna be the? Are you gonna be the spy?
I think Eric should be the spy.
Let's see. Can I say it in any language that I want to, or do I have to read it in English?
English is fine.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. How about a little French span to it?
Okay.
Soldier, ha ha, oui oui, chanson, c'est bien, c'est bon, ha ha ha.
You're adding to the script. All
right.
Okay, soldier. That was pretty good.
All right.
Look, kids are in a lot of trouble here. We are on the lam. We have not eaten in 4 days. The police aren't going to believe I am a robot forever. You have to...
Cut in.
Oh.
You have to... There, Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'm turning the page. Who's going to be the scout?
I'll be the scout.
Hey there, okay. Slugger, come here. You're going to love this. You see this bat? Bam. Yeah, that is a human molar, straight from some dummy with a big mouth that used to be full of teeth. It's all yours, little talking France.
Nice.
Okay, it's my turn to be the heavy now?
Yeah.
Every day, heavy risk life to earn money to feed family. Instead, you would have heavy spend this money on stupid candy for you.
Sounds just like
presumptuous, lazy fat. Little child is not fat. Please stop. I'm the best heavier. Please call heavy fat. Please stop crying. Here is $7,000. I haven't read this one. Sir. Trick or treat! Glug, 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 glug. Sorry, lads, I do not have any candy for ye, but I have something better, a ghost story. 'Twas All Hallows Eve, the one night of the year when the dead would rise.
Are we doing this whole...
Yeah, we should probably quit.
Your throat's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll die.
Plus, I was gonna lose that Scottish accent. It was the vulgar.
Who dares disturb Marasmus the magician? This is an alleged castle of dark magic, not a pancake house.
It's like a gay wizard or something.
Yeah.
What? Gay wizard? Oh, dear.
Oh.
Don't look at the books. I might have to poke something in your eye, honey. You know, your brown eye. Oh, too far. Too far. Let's move on.
That was lovely.
I'm just going to do scary music for the rest of the episode.
That was delightful. I'm Stagopus.
Hey, you know how we have all this great like audio editing and compression and all that kind of stuff and balancing, you know?
And it all goes to
crap. Then we go...
Okay, so I added about another 40 shots to my shotgun this week. How about you, Eric? I'm up to 488.
Oh, you know, I was shooting the eye all week, or actually just this last day, and didn't kill him, so I got nothing.
Yeah, I haven't shot my shotgun at all in the past week. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't even shot it.
Mm.
Dang, Spencer's even just removed his name off this list.
Oh, no, I didn't. Someone else did that.
Oh.
It was probably me because of his ugly face.
I shot my shotgun a lot, but I was wearing a condom, so
There's a lot of condom talk in this episode. Is that kind of like a mask?
So it's like Halloween? A mask for your shotgun slash penis.
I love how you had to like slash penis.
Slash. Is that a wow emote slash penis?
Slash dance.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much.
Spencer's drunk. I love you guys.
It's the only time he'll love us.
Did we, like...
Well, emotionally.
We have jumped all over the place.
What is going on here? Didn't we already do the news and discussion?
Yeah, so you jumped into the middle of the weeks and threw that in there, and we just went with it, because we're followers, not leaders.
That's right.
On the loudspeaker. On the loudspeaker.
I don't. News and discussions is what you're gonna hear.
Yeehaw!
Join us around a discussion and some beer.
Burr!
We're gonna teach you about some TF2.
No, we're not. Don't listen to that. We're not gonna do that.
While we're drinking a little of this Halloween brew.
Nice. There you go. All right.
Oh.
Chew.
Now we have absolutely nothing
needs,
for this.
Needs less cowbell.
Where's Blue?
That was a great bumper. Let's move on to the next segment now.
Okay. Yeah, we got a new bumper.
New bumper.
Watson
the crate. Are we doing the What's in the Crate one now?
Yeah, I was working on a bumper there for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Hit it. Watson.
It's elementary, my dear Watson.
I liked it.
Watson, come here. I need you. I have been attacked by demons who have stolen my soul and also invented the telephone.
In the crate?
Watson, not here.
In the crate, yeah.
That was the best thing ever.
Watson, get crud.
What's in the crib?
We'll tell you.
What's in the crib?
It sounds like he's saying what's in the crepe. Like
pancakes?
Is it an apple crepe? Or is it like a banana crepe? It's some kind of crepe, though, and crepes are delicious.
It's an eye crepe.
Eye crepe.
I think I'm going to stick to like strawberries.
Okay, here we go. Hey, guys.
Hey.
The Angry Panda here.
Hey.
This is my first time sending in my idea for Watson. It's a pistol for the engineer called the Quick Draw. It fires and reloads 15% faster, but can only hold 8 shells and does 10% less damage. Mm-hmm. So, it's a speedy pistol. For the...
Okay, and it holds less shells.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You put bullets in a pistol, not shells.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put shells in a shotgun.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
And a sandcastle.
And a sandcastle.
Sandcastle.
Or an aquarium, maybe?
Yeah. Aquarium. Shells on the beach.
I want to put some pasta shells dish. In my aquarium.
Shells in a pasta dish.
Those alien bastards shot my shells.
I think shells... are a wonderful present for Halloween.
Mercer in the chat room
maybe
says...
instead of giving candy out, you give shells to kids.
Mercer in the chat room says, you don't need faster speed on a pistol.
Don't need it?
Yeah. Why would you need faster speed on a pistol?
Yeah, it's already faster.
If you need to shoot it faster?
Come on.
I mean, come
bang,
on.
Bang, 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 like... bang, bang, bang. You don't need faster speed on a pistol. I'm with Mercer.
I don't know. What if you're in, like, a quick draw situation? Like, and it's you... And it's like some Billy the Kid wannabe, and it's high noon on Dust Bowl or some crap like that. And you're like, okay, everybody, like the heavy's got his little potato shop, and he's closing his shop up so that he won't accidentally get shot. And all you have is a. I have completely lost the thread.
Yeah. Okay, well here's the thing: either shoot him with the gun you have already out, or it doesn't matter. Like. You don't really holster it.
Well, let's say you reload it and you shoot faster with it.
Right.
That'd be still, awesome.
So I mean, it's a quick shoot.
I mean, bang, bang,
it's
bang,
not
bang.
A quick draw, right?
Okay, but now I'm gonna riff off of that a little bit. What if there was a pistol called the Quick Draw that it did more damage if you had it in a holster before you fired it. Like, I don't know, like you have to hold down the right mouse button to keep it in.
Like maybe if you switch to the weapon, you use it faster.
That
than
is
if
like the stupidest
out.
Idea I think I've ever heard in my life.
But it's also
I've heard some pretty
awesome.
Stupid ideas.
I mean, so it's kind of stupid, but it's also kind of the most awesome thing you've ever heard.
I'm thinking metal boats.
What?
Metal boats.
I'm crossing
the
Merrimack and the Montem something. Montana,
crossing the streams.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of crossing the streams, we got one here from Keenan Roz. Idea for what's in the crate, and the idea is a breach and clear. It would be a double-barreled shotgun that does a lot of damage. I guess I should read the rest of it, right? It does 250% damage and has 100% bullet spread. The downside is the magazine only holds two shots, and reloading takes 50% longer.
So basically what his attitude is on this is that it's good for small enclosed spaces, but impractical for shooting anything farther than point blank range. So it's get off my gun.
Yeah. Get off it.
What do you think, Spencer?
I think Mutant Carrot just put up a great idea in the chat room. He said, give the heavy a revolver called the Russian Roulette.
That would be good. And then
you don't even have to do anything.
And
it just
and it does plus 50% damage, but one out of every six random shots kills you.
Nice.
Or what if it's blank except for that one shot? So you're like click, 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 bang.
Yeah.
I think it has a pretty good chance of accidentally shooting Samuel Jackson at the end of the round.
And killing Snape.
Are we doing spoilers?
Yeah.
What movie was it where Samuel L. Jackson killed himself in Russian Roulette at the end of the movie?
I don't remember.
He was a teacher.
He was a teacher, and it actually had a pretty good soundtrack because I had the soundtrack.
Did he actually kill himself, or was he just acting like he was going to?
No, he took three turns in a row, and the last turn, he was like, hey, you're not going to take your turn? Blam! And he shoots himself, and that's the end of the movie.
Oh, instead of the kid dying. That's right. And so what you assume from that is the kid turns his life around
and becomes the heavy.
Yes.
So
I like how you did that.
Fire Ninja 44 wants the Meta Spencer. It's a meta gun that shoots out annoying, ugly people that host podcasts.
What?
The Meta Spencer. Oh, wait, no.
Spencer. Spencer.
Do you get it? Because I'm annoying, ugly, and I host a podcast.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
I really can't argue with that. Most of those things are true to some degree.
It's got minus 50% range. That means you have to be close to your target to heal them. You get minus 30 healing, minus 10 uber charge, but it replenishes ammo as well.
Thank you, Dragon Mage. The movie is called 187. Yeah.
Oh. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
And the Uber charge grants 200% healing rate and unlimited ammo.
I do not think
that you're near the mic.
That the medic. I do not think that the medic needs to be dispensing ammo. I think that's a bad idea.
I agree.
Yeah.
256.
Now, do you think
that's what I'm going as for Halloween?
Our area code
256.
Okay, so we got another one. Anybody want to read
all
this
right.
one? You want to read this one, Eric?
Which one are we on?
The generous donation.
Generous donation. The San Francisco treat. Is that it? Is that good enough?
No.
Okay, it's a level 5 oversized syringe. On hit ally medic, gives 10% of your Uber charge to that medic. Does 20% less damage.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you can hit other medics to juice up their Uber charge.
Yeah.
And it's a giant syringe. Oh.
I think what else you could do with it maybe is to use it on an enemy medic and pull out some of their Uber charge.
Yeah.
So you reduce
just
theirs.
Them like overdose on heroin.
Yeah.
Like it's just a giant syringe. I mean, that's the first thing I think is like onto heroin,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I can just imagine the achievement names, you know, ride that horse, you know?
yeah.
Just imagining, you know.
Oh, my God, Wes, that's the funniest thing you have ever said.
It's okay. Alcohol.
I've been thinking that an idea for a medic gun is to, like, have a broken one and it fills up Uber charge, but you have no control over it. Like, it randomly Ubers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as it's filled, it Ubers. Like, you don't actually trigger it. And so you've got
using it be?
Huh?
What would the benefit
of it? It would actually get Uber faster, right? So you'd get it.
It would, like, completely waste it.
Well, it would blow itself. Wait, I'm trying not to make it dirty.
It would blow itself like a penis.
So, so let's take this back a second. So maybe it's not a broken one, but basically it gets an Uber charge, right? And it Uber charges faster. But then when it gets full, it releases right away.
Right.
So, and then it starts. So you'd have to time it, like sit there and watch it.
You wouldn't be able to heal anybody until you were ready to use it.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or just let it go off and you're kind of ebb and flow of the battle with it.
I find that usually as soon as I hear the words, I'm fully charged, usually I'm about to get backstabbed within about 30 seconds. So I would use this weapon a lot.
Well, I think I would like it because lately I've been using my Uber charges just to save myself.
Yeah.
Like the people like you're healing don't take care of you enough. So you've got to take care of yourself. And you're like, well, I was going to Uber you in a few seconds, but since you're not killing these... I was about to curse some things around me. I'm going to use my Uber and not get backstabbed.
I already like broke the seal on cursing on this episode. So you just go for it, man.
I didn't hear it.
No, I think we did last episode.
Oh,
okay. No, I did. I called first. You guys words this episode already.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So let's check the old doc here and see if there's any more what's in the crates. Anything else in the crates? Anyone see anything?
Crate action.
Let's see. Here's something from Citizen Lame. To be honest, I don't want much. I really get irritated by weird spy reloading thing where he actually doesn't reload the gun. Also, the badges like the Mercenary Primal Warrior stuff should be re-released depending on how long you've played the game, not when you bought it.
I don't know. That sounds like some sour grapes talk there. What that does, all these people got the game before me, but I play it all the time. I should get more recognition than them.
Yeah,
that's what that sounds like.
Yeah, that starts some drama.
Yeah,
drama.
Drama llama.
Start some drama. Memes.
Drama llama ding dong.
So that gets a.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to move on to. Listener. It's Santa.
I'm going to die of oxygen.
Contribution.
You know, there is nothing Halloween about the harmonica, so you know.
It's a cursed harmonica. Does that count?
Oh.
Like, how was it cursed? If you're going to say it's a cursed harmonica, there better be a story behind
it. Well, a demon shoved it up its rear, so I kind of figured it's cursed.
And you're putting your lips on it?
Yep.
So you like...
So I probably shouldn't have done that, right?
Are you talking about licking on demon penises?
What?
Is that what's going on?
I didn't think about that.
I'm so confused right now.
Oh, okay.
Is that a contribution to anything we're doing right now? So,
okay.
See y'all next week.
No. Red.
We got something here from Quasimodo. This is the godfather of the shotgun contest.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He just wanted to correct us on the Steam Workshop. They aren't just pictures. I'm going to paraphrase this. Basically, they're not just pictures. They're actually all built-up models, full models, and he didn't want us to, like, you know, demean the work of the modelers by saying it's just an image.
Yeah, I never thought it was.
No, that's what I said, but I stand by it. I think that they're... It's still visual design is what it is. And even if it's not just a picture, there's plenty of ways for you guys to get paid on the internet already. Jerks. Your faces.
What is he talking about?
Talking about how if they pull your stuff into the game, they're going to pay you for it.
Right, but why is Spencer calling them jerks?
Well, Spencer believes that there are enough ways for people who are good at graphic design to make money on the internet.
Oh.
I think Spencer has a cursed harmonica up his butt.
I think this sounds like sour grapes. I think he's just like, those people are good at graphic design, and I should be getting some of the money that they're getting.
I almost took the wind out of your sails by doing that first, but I figured out you'd have it.
So what if we could just get Valve to pay us to create the lore for him? Well, Eric and I, since we're the ones who believe in lore for TF2.
Yeah.
We're right back a long time ago. Yeah, we said there was going to be lore for TF2.
If you had told me that first batch of lore was going to stick, I never would have believed it then. Never.
I still don't think you believe it. That's why
I do.
Robin needs to hire Eric and I.
No. Yeah. Why would you even do that? Why would you be like, you should fire just us and leave those two other guys just to by themselves?
Hey, I'm not going to say anything about you not believing in the lore.
Oops.
Yeah. I dropped the spit.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
It's a demon penis. Okay.
But for those who
have Kino Frog.
But for those who have not listened to 18 million episodes of this show, back when the first bit of lore came out,
thanks for the history lesson.
Brent and Eric were convinced that it was legitimate lore, and I thought it was way too silly. And I think Spencer, were you on that episode?
I was, and I thought that they were going to keep it up, but I still think it doesn't matter.
I thought it was going to be just like a little bit of lore here and a little, and it wasn't going to have any congruity. I thought it was going to be, I don't know. So
we totally won, Brent.
Yeah, you did. You won that
one. We win the internet. We get dead cats on our face whenever we want. They'll shave the naughty parts and then rub them on our lips.
I mean, how much does the lore affect the game overall?
You wouldn't believe how much.
Like to what percentage degree?
I'd say probably 100.
Yeah,
did you go with 100, Eric?
100 degrees of percentage.
100. We have got 100.
Yep.
What percentage do you have there, Mr. Spencer?
Yeah.
Say 11.
I don't know, like 256.
Somebody in the chat room goes, "Dear God, everything has gone wrong. Everything."
No, not everything. We're saving some winners for the last. Oh, we're there. No. So anyway, Keno Frost here says, am I reading all these? Has everybody lost the ability to read?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing here. That's three lines.
Just wondering if you guys have ever done anything like this. Get enough people together for a private TF2 game, and every time you get killed or someone on the opposing team captures a point or the intelligence or your sentry gun is destroyed, drink. Hope this hasn't been.
I think that is just really delaying how often I'm going to get take a drink. Why would I want to delay when I drink?
I want to play that.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like playing a drinking game during the Republican debates and drinking every time someone says something dumb. It sounds like you'll be drunk really fast. Is what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm kind of drunk now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being drunk, if you were drunk and signed up for the Audible trial at audibletrial.com/controlpoint, what book would you choose there, Spencer?
I would choose the 12-step program book.
That's probably a good one if you're always
drunk.
I've
got one down here. The Dark Worlds of H.P. Lovecraft, Volume 1, narrated by Wayne June.
And who is that?
H.P. Lovecraft, who's this great author.
Wayne June?
The narrator of The Dark Worlds of H.P. Lovecraft, Volume 1.
What was he also like on, since he's doing Dark Worlds, was he also like on The Pirates of Dark Water?
No.
I think that was Kevin Costner.
So for those of you who are not familiar, and you should be. You should be familiar with H.P. Lovecraft. He was a turn of the 20th century horror author who created entire genres. And you can get The Dark Worlds of H.P. Lovecraft, Volume 1, narrated by Wayne June. And you should check it out.
And also, if you're not familiar with it, The Pirates of Dark Water was a fantastic cartoon
that I
remember very little of.
Okay, back on point here. Check out Audible's 14-day trial membership and download the much-anticipated biography Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson.
Oh yeah, I don't want that just came out, right?
This is from the author of the best-selling biographies of Benjamin Franklin and Albert Einstein, and this is the exclusive biography of Steve Jobs, based on more than 40 interviews with Jobs conducted over 2 years.
Oh wow!
So that's a good one.
Might
to get
be
in
some
there.
Some nuggets in there that nobody really knows about come out.
Yeah,
his true character.
I'm not going to listen to that. That sounds awful.
Yeah. I'd listen to it. Oh,
no, you wouldn't.
So anyway, go to audibletrial.com/controlpoint.
Yeah,
that
was pretty good. I liked how it was something about being drunk or something flowed right into that segment. And I looked up two quick ones. One called "I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell" by Tucker Max, and another one called "Flying Drunk" by Joseph Balser.
Joseph Balser?
How did you? What search term?
The demon.
I did a search for drunk on Audible. On audible.com/theshack.
Okay, so let's see. I guess this next part, the state of the server, let's let you do it this week, Wes.
Last I checked, our server was not up and running.
So what can people do while they're waiting?
They can. Actually, we have another server that has been brought to us by Gamers United. They're an Australian company who are trying to expand into the American market. And they have a bunch of servers up that they would like for you to play on. And they don't sell servers. That's not their business. But what they do is they run these great servers, and they have a great community. So go check out gamersun.net. And if you want to see a list of their active servers, go to servers.gamersun.net.
Now, and they've set one up for us, right? For the weekend?
They have.
Manor Nonstop for Halloween?
Yes, they have. They've set us up one for the weekend. And actually, it's going to be set up, period. But right now, it's going to be running the CP Manor event. Now, I wasn't able to log on it today. I think the update may have caught them off guard.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and put the... should I read out the IP?
Yeah, let's read it out.
Okay, it's 173-234-168-38:29030.
So go ahead and put that in your favorites list. It should pop up at some point. Also, there is a CP number 2 out there, but you've got to have TFC to play on it. Uh-huh. And just search for the server. It's a 10-player server, and the password is private. Not private as in I'm not giving it to you. Private as in that's the password. P-R-I-V-A-T-E. So feel free to go try out TFC on it. And
as in Brent's privates?
Yes, as in my privates.
Did you know
it just almost that went somewhere way worse than what they were worried about. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You set me up for something that really could have hurt.
I'm glad you put the brakes on that one then.
Hurt.
Did you know that you can go to the Warner Brothers online store and order the Pirates of Dark Water, the complete series on DVD? I'm just asking if you knew that.
No.
Is this what we're getting into now?
I like this. I was thinking it was a segue, and
it does have Kevin Costner in it.
Really?
And he's very talented.
Old KC.
He does everything with water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
does he really have gills? I heard that he does.
I think he was born with both man and female sexual organs.
Oh.
Yes. That's what I heard. And a wolf penis.
He was born with both male and female gills.
Oh, nice. That's a good point. Because, you know, the female gills are different than the male gills.
Yeah. They're pretty
They kind of flange inwards there.
Yeah.
A little flange.
I just got to use the word flange, and I think I used it wrong, so.
Yeah, a little flange had never hurt anybody.
This is the best show we've ever done.
and you know, starring in the Pirates of Dark Water along with Kevin Costner is Mila Kunis, who I love. She's great in that.
Oh yeah, oh Kunis.
So do you remember Pirates the movie? Am I the only one that remembers that one?
Does that have Kunta Kinte in it?
Where the guy was he was born on a leap year, so he couldn't inherit his pirate treasure or something.
Oh yeah,
I don't remember that one.
Pirate the movie. Go see it. Pirate the movies. Pirate the
I like
movie.
Yellowbeard. Pirates
the movie.
Pirate the movie.
I'm going to search Pirates the movie.
Now, I remember the pirate movie. But yeah. That's a totally different
that
one.
Was that was the pirate cheesy, movie.
That
yeah.
was Pirates of Penzance.
Wait, guys.
The pirate movie.
It's Halloween. We should be talking about Halloween stuff.
The musical
pirates are
with
I always do pirates for Halloween.
Christopher Atkins?
Yes.
The musical?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I have a pirate movie
poster.
He was
born on leap year.
Oh, was he?
So he couldn't, like...
I didn't know you liked that movie. I love that movie.
Arr!
Wes had just busted out his...
Arr!
His pirate hat. And
hey, there's another one back there.
That's pretty sweet, dude. I forgot
save
you had...
that one, but here, you can wear that one.
He actually
you're saving
has,
it?
He actually has costumes.
Yeah.
Now, that's cool.
Arr!
Wait, hold on.
It's funny that it actually has dreadlocks hanging down from the hat. I like that.
There we go.
That's pretty awesome,
We're
dude.
Pirates.
Yarr.
Arr.
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 I don't know, but it's driving me nuts. Sorry, I'm just pulling punchlines of jokes.
It's just
out
a punchline. Nice. Hey, you know, you got to cut to the chase sometimes.
And sometimes you just got to pull the penis humor out.
That's right.
That's true. That's true. I have that tattooed on my ass.
Excellent.
And you know what else he has tattooed on his ass?
The player of the week?
Survey. Oh.
Oh.
No, surveillance. We have to do surveillance.
Surveillance.
Because I actually have something this time for surveillance.
Is it in the dock?
No.
Oh, go figure.
I'll put it in the dock. You guys do your surveillance and I'll put this in the dock.
Yeah, I'll put it in your dock.
Hey,
you know, we're wearing hats.
Arrgh, I'm going to put my ship in the dock.
And we wear hats in TF2, so this is totally, like, in-game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's very meta.
Arrgh. So, anyway, Wiki had a link here. TF2 now has a country theme song with lyrics. Words simply cannot express the amount of epic here. And that's www.youtube.com/watch?v=UBA_G_OD_U_K_W.
That's a lot of words.
I'm even drinking rum.
Yeah.
You are drinking rum.
I know.
And I'm drinking his rum too.
Penguineer sent me this comic just a few minutes ago, and I just put the link in the doc, and I'm just going to read through it real quick. The first panel is the demo man, and he's saying, "Oh, you dandies prancing about with you," and he's interrupted, and he looks up, and he sees the heavy and the scout and the medic, and they all have eyes for heads, and he's just freaking out. That's the whole comic.
It's
some good stuff.
With your heads full of eyes. Oh, hey. Full of eye. Singular.
Ah. It's pretty hilarious.
Hilarious.
What's next?
Did you
well, put he's not really freaking out in here. Actually, I think he's trying to touch the eyeballs with his finger.
That could be. Did you put the TF2 theme song in here again?
Was it in last week?
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
What?
Oh.
Who's player of the week?
Who's player of the week?
Shut up.
Has it come to this?
I was told this was going to be a drinking episode, and I feel like I was led astray. I feel like you told me this was a drinking episode just so that I would make a complete ass of myself and you guys can make fun of me. So thanks a lot, you dicks.
Awesome.
Wow, he is bringing up the curse words like a...
What?
Nothing.
Hey, I censored myself there. I only said dicks.
That's right. He could have said much worse.
All
right, so who wants player of the week, huh?
Player of the week.
Anybody player want of the, week? The player of the week?
Player of the week. I think it should be random.
Random Inuyasha?
Yeah.
Oh, completely random?
Oh, random Inuyasha. Okay.
She had it before? Lately?
I don't know. She's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah?
She is. I'll tell you what. This is how awesome she is. Just the other night, I got this email from someone on the mod team who was like, "We really were talking about getting some more mods on the server, so can you take a look at this thread?" And I go there, and they're like, "We really need another mod." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, what joke are they pushing to?" And they're like, "We really want to get random Inuyasha's a new mod." I was like, "What? Well, yeah, sure, go for it."
Yeah.
Like awesome.
Like, yeah,
like
we know
she's
her.
Not already? What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's I thought it was awesome.
It's part of our slow plan to make sure that our entire mod team are Canadian.
That's
right.
It's clever.
So clever. Official. Is it official?
It is official.
Random Mini Asha.
Do that right now because we haven't actually changed the player of the week for like 6 months.
Dude, Uber Medic, I don't think that's really an awesome podcast, but there is a new podcast on the DWPN.
What's that?
Hey, well, you know, you can now go to deadworkers.com/network and see all of our fine podcasts.
Yeah, it's so finally got a nice little page.
Yeah, we've got some serious podcasts going on right now.
That's right.
More it's not about our content, soon. Though, you know.
We got a new one. It's all Brent all the time. If you want Brent, if you want your fill of Brent, you can have it.
Yeah.
What's the show?
It's at Brent Copeland.
That's the name of the show.
It's the name of the show.
And what's the content?
It is me.
It is Brent all the time.
Well, and there's some Wes and there's some Eric.
It's I was in
some
it for
behind
a
the
bit.
Scenes. Some you know, sometimes I'm on the pot and
so,
I feel like
no Spencer. No Spencer then?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah. You have to be here and be in the bathroom with him. He likes to record on the toilet.
You know what I like? Yeah. I like how you called it the Old Republic podcast.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the Old Republic.
Thanks for calling that out there.
Republic. Change it to Repubic.
I know what podcast I'm going to take off this page now.
Oh. Does a great health podcast though.
Yeah, weak.
Yeah, I think the shaft is doing well. I think you should leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't take it off.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. So yeah, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, we've wasted a lot of people's time.
So if you're really
with another
bored,
train wreck of an episode,
just go to.
This is a train wreck. This was
you can
this
actually
was the Lisa of podcasts.
See my Halloween costume at BrentCopeland.com. It's the Brent beard.
Yeah.
The Brent beard.
It's true. It's rather disturbing at times.
And sometimes it's just rather disturbing.
Yeah.
So.
Should we do like a Halloween outro here or something?
Control point. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Why?
Leave us some spooky reviews.
That's right. On iTunes, leave us a couple of spooky reviews.
And when
we
mean say spooky, we mean, you know, make them really good. Make it sound good.
Call us and leave us some heavy breathing voicemail.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you like scary movies? I like scary movies. Let's watch a movie together.
Somebody give him an inhaler or something.
Oh, is that Wes?
Let's see. You can check us out on twitter.com/controlpoint.
Control point. Is that really over? I mean, it seems like a short show.
Short?
Yeah. We've been talking for over an hour. For days, weeks.
Over like, an hour.
That was really... Did y'all see that?
I did.
Your hat came off.
A ghost just knocked the hat off your head.
Our
podcast room is haunted.
So do you think maybe next year for Halloween they'll do a haunted hat, like instead of a haunted house, and you'll just be a giant hat?
Maybe it'll be like Lidsville. Everybody will be just big hats.
What do you think next year's Halloween is going to be, though?
If I had to guess, they would just play this podcast for everyone.
That's pretty scary.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I think all of the severed heads from the Meet the Soldier video will come to life and attack.
Oh, or maybe what's really inside the pyro costume uniform is that creepy Japanese scary flick with the girl with the long hair that comes out of the TVs.
Yeah.
Oh, the scary Sarah Michelle Gellar movie?
No, not that one.
Yeah.
He's going for the
same.
Ring.
The same chick from
Samara
from Fear, the game, right?
Yeah.
The same girl?
Yeah, I think...
for all intents and purposes.
Like, I also think the pyro secretly has a hook for a hand and totally knows what you did at some point in the past few months.
I totally know what you did yesterday.
That movie wouldn't work anymore now, because now we live in the blog age and the Twitter age. Yeah. I know what you did last summer. Well, yeah, so does everybody.
Oh, my God.
I totally tweeted that. Well, I guess that's it until next Halloween.
We're never doing the show again until Halloween now, right?
Stay scary. Stay spooky.
No, there's no harmonicas in the Addams Family.
We're now at the end of another episode of Control Point.
Victory.
Every one of you deserves a medal.
A podcast brought to you by the Dead Workers Party. See the show notes and leave comments for this episode at controlpoint.deadworkers.com. Or leave us a voicemail at area code 256-513-4772.
Arvido Zane.
Control Point, episode 118. Recorded
on. That's awful.
What? You like it?
I think it's great.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I was on a roll.
Just pull Spencer down.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Okay.
I just wanted to make you do it again.
Okay.
No matter how many balls you throw at small animals, you'll never be a podcaster.
Dead Workers Party Network. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.